Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, I had just finished reading Joel 2, verses 30 through 32. So please listen as we start the study at that point today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Well, let's go on now as we look at this. We saw in verse 29 that in the days in which we live, where he said, and upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I'll pour out my spirit. And we remember that that is when Peter preached and said that this was now being fulfilled in your ears. And certainly they were hearing it that day, and they were hearing it for the first time. And what a blessing that be to be in that day, to have Peter preaching to you and know that this is being fulfilled in their ears. And many people rejoiced, whereas many did not, and they wanted to kill these people. And I find the same today, that whereas a heart that gets warm towards Christ and towards His Word, they love the Word. The harder it's preached, the better it is. But then there are those that have a more of a world religious view instead of a heaven religious view and a Bible religious view, you might say, that they hate any preaching that preaches the truth as it is to men as they are. Well, he told them that they would see now before their eyes, as these men were preaching there in Acts chapter 2, the fulfillment of Joel chapter 2. Now, it was in the Old Testament that the Jews were to make the world know the gospel of God. We're told in Exodus 19:6, they would be a holy nation. They'd be a nation of priests. And a priest talks to God for people and to people for God. And so that's what they would be. And the same commission is given to us today as the local church. And local churches across the world today, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, what have you, you've got a commission for which you're accountable before God as a local church and as individuals within that local church to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. I like Acts 1:8, where he says to take both to Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. I got to admit, as a young guy, I first read that. How could it be both? Does that choose two out of the four he just mentioned? Oh, no. It's both, meaning at the same time at Jerusalem. Do it at home, but also abroad. Well, how do you do it both at home and abroad? Well, if you're at home, that's where you do it. Abroad, you do it through missions and helping missionaries that get the gospel out. Now, I know there are those that their idea of missions is feeding the poor and helping clothe people in foreign countries and all that. And so they help all these different organizations that never get the gospel out. I don't want a person to be fed well and dressed well to go to hell. I want them to be fed well and dressed well to go to heaven. And so the first primary responsibility is to get the gospel to the world. Isn't it interesting that Jesus fed 5,000? Boy, they loved it. And then as soon as he preached to them the words of life, he lost 20% of his crowd, because the next time he feeds 4,000. And yes, when you start preaching the truth, people who originally followed will no longer follow because they don't want the truth. They want the things that minister to their flesh. Now, the Bible does have guides for us. It says if a man won't work, he doesn't eat. And sometimes churches wanting to help the homeless or wanting to help the hungry, but they're not willing to make that person responsible. Well, if you're not willing to make that person responsible, you're not helping them, and you're even going against God. Matter of fact, the Bible even says the first responsibility belongs to the family. So you got parents in need, take care of them. They're old, they're elderly parent, you take care of them. And that's a biblical responsibility. We either expect government or some social agency to take care of everybody that has a need. Well, no. There's personal responsibility that begins in your family and also with those that are able to work and won't work. I tell you what, if you're going to get somebody food to eat, ask them to do some work. Try to help them find a job. A lot of times try to help them find a job, they'll get out. Had a man one day stop by the church and said, "Oh, we need some food, and my car's out of gas." I said, "Okay, well, listen, we just happen to have some gasoline right here, and we'll take you and put that gas can." We had about a 5-gallon can. I said, "I can put 5 gallons in your car right now, and then we've got food here, and we can give you some of that food." You know what? He left without either one. He didn't want that. He was wanting money. "Well, just give me the money," he said, "and I'll pay for it. I'll do it, you know, and I'll get the food I want." No, what he wanted was to get another beer or get another drink or buy some drugs. I don't know what he wanted to use it for. But we have a habit now that we don't give people money. If they say they need food, we'll try to find food. But we also just don't do it all the time. We don't want to promote laziness. We don't want to promote anything of that nature that would go against the word of God. Well, we're to make the gospel known to the world. In the Old Testament, we do see a Gentile that was reached through the witness of a Jew. We see that in Daniel chapter 4, verses 34, 35, and 37. "And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation." Let me just interject this. He knows that God's kingdom is from generation to generation. That's why when I bow my head and I pray, I'm praying to this very same God, the exact same person to whom Abraham prayed, to whom Adam prayed, to whom David, Paul, Peter, John, and on you could go. I'm praying to the exact same God. They all prayed to the same God. Well, this king recognizes that. And in verse 35, Nebuchadnezzar continues, "And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou?" Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Well, Nebuchadnezzar had lived 7 years like an animal. He ate grass and everything else. I mean, he was out of his mind for 7 years. But at the end of that 7 years, he was able to see that, wow, he is God. And boy, his heart was converted. But Daniel had been a witness to him throughout the whole time before he went out of his mind. But he came back into his mind. Don't you know those words of Daniel that he gave from the Lord made the difference in converting that poor soul, Nebuchadnezzar? Now, the Holy Spirit has outpoured on all flesh who receive Christ, not only Jews, not only men, but also women. And we are to be witnesses because we each, men, women, Jew, Gentile, we have the Holy Spirit. That's what Galatians 3:28 says. "There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Now, isn't it interesting? All this gender-neutral people and all these things like that, and the liberation people of, well, you know, women need to this and everybody needs that. No, look. Jesus said that if we're saved, that is, we're in Christ Jesus, then we're one in Christ Jesus. And that verse doesn't say anything about making reparation payments because of your race, because of your gender, or anything else. You see, this is all about serving the Lord and going forth as His witnesses, because we, if you've received Christ as your Savior, have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you. Now, we got that through the blood of Jesus as it was shed for us, and He died, was buried, and rose from the dead. And then by our repentance and faith, we were baptized by the Spirit of God the very moment we called upon Him and believed. We were baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a special truth that is from the Word of God, and what a special blessing it is to each of us who are saved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, that provides the proof for us. There he says, for by one Spirit, who is that Spirit? The Holy Spirit. For we by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now, let me say this about the body here and the one body. Now, people talk about the invisible church. Well, if you're going to call it the church and call it the invisible church, who is your invisible pastor? Who are your invisible deacons? And on you could go down about who are your invisible whatever. No, it's a visible church on earth. Right now, God works through the local church. That was the design of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nearly every time the Bible mentions church, it's referring to the local church. Now, someone has done the study and found that 111 of 117 times the word church appears in the Bible, it refers to a local church. Now, I don't know if they included Acts chapter 7, because there, called the children of Israel, when they were wandering in the wilderness, that church in the desert. Now, that church had one pastor, Moses. He pastored it for 40 years, okay? And he was 80 when he started. Now, you say, man, I think the pastor's too old anymore. Well, this guy didn't even start pastoring that church until he was 80 years old and went another 40 years, and he had everybody against him, it seemed like, at times. Yeah, I don't know if there's ever a time Moses wasn't opposed. But somehow or another, God used him, and the children of Israel made it to the other side. And the whole time, he had Joshua there at his side training him to take over the local church. Wow, what a special blessing that was. But that's what happened in that day. And by the way, they didn't force Moses out. Moses left when God took him. And by the way, that is it. Always be led of the Lord. Let God do the work.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.